Love Osho podcast brings you the real stories of the people whose lives have been inspired and transformed by Osho. We explore why thousands of people are falling in love with Osho and where to find them. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Love Osho podcast. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. Today our guest is Swami Krishnavedanta. Krishnavedanta took sannyas in 1971 and is one of the earliest Osho sannyasins. Krishnavedanta is a poet, a writer and counselor, author of various books. Krishnavedanta offers tarot reading, which is a way to introduce people to Osho meditations. Krishnavedanta, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well.
Okay, amazing. Thank you. So to start, tell us a little bit about how you came to know about Osho.
It was 1970, 13th of April. I remember this day very well because this was the biggest day for me for whole life. I was just passing by in Bombay near this metro cinema, Cross Maidan, we call it Cross Maidan. So every evening I used to go and have a little bit drink or smoke a little bit and go to the films or Chopati Beach, you know, Marine Drive. So after 6 o'clock, I finish my daily business and I go. So on the way, I see a lot of people was there and I see this football ground full of people and there was a stage and I was going to pass by it and suddenly I see Osho coming on the stage with folded hand and namaste. So from the footpath, I see thousands of people are there. This immediately they sat down, then Osho sitting there. So I was surprised. I thought maybe he looks like an angel, you know, first time I see such a beautiful face. Then I thought I should go away, but then he started speaking Hindi. So I stand there almost 10-15 minutes and listen his talk in Hindi. It was so mesmerizing, such a beautiful language and so rhythmic and such a beautiful standard of Hindi, not the Hindi what people speak in the street, well qualified, you know. So I was poetic Hindi. For 15 minutes, I used to listen standing on like this on the footpath. Then after I decided to go and sit on the back of all this big crowd, and then almost 1.5 hours, it disappeared. I was mesmerizing this. Seeing him, you know, from far away. After discourse finished, I thought I should write down something on. So I should go on the pen, paper, I should write down something like that was feeling, you know, first time I hear. So my evening program was cancelled and I simply went and have a cup of tea and went to home and I wanted to write down what I have heard like this. Then I finished whole week. His talk was, he was talking about be aware of socialism. So that time in India was a kind of a humor, you know, going around that maybe India will become a communist country or this kind of things. Indira Gandhi was there, but he was very strictly, very hard. He is criticizing Mahatma Gandhi and politicians and even the Karl Marx and the whole socialist system, you know. And I was those days, I was not a religious person. A couple of years before, I was also communist, you know. So I was not interested in religion at all. So then it was appealing to me that he talks about socialism and he criticizing also communism. And he was saying that it should not happen to India, that India be turned into the communist country, you know. Because India have a great heritage to share to whole world. And communism means you are a machine, you are not human beings, you are serving the state. And people are just like a robot. They are working. So it is a dangerous for a spiritual uplift. So this was a very, very surprising. So whole week I heard this talk. Then he disappeared. I don't know who was this. I don't know his name. Somebody was calling Rajneesh. So I don't know. So I don't know his name, his address, anything like that. After 6 months, he appeared again in the same spot in July. Then he was talking about Mahavir, you know. Jainism. Because I was born in a Hindu family and my school was Jaina school. Very first school, primary school was Jaina school. So I knew about Jaina religion. So it was appealing to me very much. He talked about non-violence and possessiveness and anger and hate and jealousy and fear and all kind of, which is very relative to our real life. He was not talking about God or heaven or hell, no. He was talking about real meaning of violence and non-violence. Again, he criticized the Mahatma Gandhi. So Mahatma Gandhi was a great ideal man for whole world, and in India they worship him like a god. But he was saying that Mahatma Gandhi is not a non-violent person. He is a very violent, destructive person, and he used this word non-violent to manipulate people. So this was first time I got shocked also that. But he was talking with such authority, and he was mentioning Mahatma Gandhi's books and talks and his life, you know, what he written. And he was giving many examples about Gandhi. So I was convinced that he's right. So like that, my journey started with Osho.
Okay. So basically, you were not into spirituality, but you were so attracted by Osho and fascinated by Osho because of his intelligence and his arguments on real life, on politics, on society, on what was going on in real life, and criticizing even Mahatma Gandhi. That was shocking for many Indian people. So from that point, how then you took sannyas?
Well, then after this, he was given question answer talk about this Mahavir. Then they announced in the meeting that in Manali, September, there is going to be a meditation camp in Kulu Manali in Himalaya, and anybody is interesting to come there should contact us, and it will be 450 rupees to for everything, lodging, boarding, and everything. Come there. And I wanted to go, but my pocket does not allow. I had only 50, 60 rupees with me. So there's big 450 rupees was a big money those days. So I thought, oh, I cannot go. Just I heard this announcement every day. So I have not gone to the Mount Abuna, this Kulu Manali. Then after Kulu Manali camp finished, I have seen in the newspaper that meditation camp is happening in Bombay, in Vallabhbhai Patel Stadium near this race course, Haji Ali. And it was 25th of December 1970 for 1 week until 2nd of January. This 7 days meditation camp happening in Bombay. So I was so happy to see in a newspaper, and I prepared myself to go there. And there I saw a few sannyasin, but I didn't know that they are his disciple. You know, they are in orange clothes and had mala. So I see them, they are around him. And then he introduced us dynamic meditations. So I never thought this kind of meditation in practice. So he explained how to do it. And then first time I did dynamic, and there was no music or anything. He was simply sitting, and he said, deep breathe, and this and that. So there was almost 400 to 500 people. But when he said, anybody who want to do the dynamic, come in the middle, and rest people go out and stand far away. So we was maybe 20, 25 people doing dynamic out of 500 people, and everybody was watching us. So he said, don't worry about others. You simply... So... I don't know. This was the day for me. I went completely mad on this breathing. And the second stage, I was rolling down. So my white, beautiful pant and shirt went bit muddy on this grass. And my shoes was out of my socks was out, everything. So because he said, put 100%, you know. And after that camp, they announced again on the stage that people who are doing this dynamic meditations, they should continue at home. But I was living in a small room with the other person sharing a small room, so I don't have facility to do at home. So then they announced that anybody interested, they should come to the Sagar Deep in Malabar Hill. There is a space for dynamic meditation in the morning, 7 o'clock. Then I went to the Osho and I asked him to give me the address properly, because so then he must be looking at me, and he said, yes, you should go there and do dynamic. And after 1 month dynamic meditation, you come and see me personally. That was his message. So then I started doing dynamic in the morning and evening, because I know that he told me to do it and come and see me. So I was 100% in the morning and evening. I was doing in the park, you know, somewhere else alone with a friend sometime. And after 1 month, few weeks, I forgot about. Then after 5 weeks, I remember that Acharya, that time he was called Acharya Rajneesh. So I asked the Swami, that I wanted to see him. So he said, come with me after Dynamic. I was not prepared. I thought maybe he's going to go and take appointment. I don't know where was Osho was living. I had no idea. He said, only come with me. I live with him in Woodlands. So I followed him and I was very feeling uncomfortable and shy, you know, because my cloth was sweat, smelling with the sweating Dynamic meditation. So I went immediately and just Lakshmi was sitting in the this Woodland apartment. I put off my shoes and she went inside and asked him that somebody come to visit you. So I went in. He asked me, what is your name? What you are doing? And then I cannot describe, something happened. Like at the same time, I felt like he knows me. He knows me very well. It's not like I'm meeting somebody, a stranger. Like I know it. I know him very well. Not, he's very dear to me. I was very emotional. He was saying something, but I was looking into his eyes and I had kind of recognition. So in 10 minutes, then he told me, take sannyas. Then I don't know sannyas anything about, because I don't know him. He gives sannyas or this is his disciple. So I said, okay, I take sannyas, but I'm living with community. That community, I cannot wear the orange cloth and these things because they will. There was already a problem last 2-3 months since I come to him. There was already problem in this community because one of my friend, he was coming with me to do Dynamic in the morning. So they were suspicious. Early morning, these two boys, where they go before this guy was a Muslim, you know, Muslim family. So, and we don't meet other friends. We always talk about and we read his books. And so these were suspicions already. So I told him, I cannot take sannyas now. So he told, then I told him, I will take sannyas in Mount Abu camp. Then he told me, okay, you don't have to live in Bombay. I will send you to Madhu. Then you can do meditation there. So after Mount Abu camp in April, on the 4th, I took sannyas. And then he sent me with Maan and Madhu to this small community in Gujarat. And there was a 20 or 25 people. You know, we are young people. And this Maan and Madhu was taking care of all. It just we do the Dynamic and we dance in all fields and the beautiful land, a lot of trees. So there was nothing to do except, you know, gossiping and talking. And then sometime people invite us to some village or other town, Ahmedabad. So this was the journey until the... And slowly he sent more and more people to this community called Vishwanid. It means Vishwanid's whole world's nest. World's nest. Vishwanid International Commune. And sometimes somebody come to Woodland and he took sannyas and Osho told him to go and join this commune. So they come and stay for a few days and then they go. Some people do silence for 21 days or 1 week. That was my journey until the Maan and Madhu.
Okay, so what's interesting for me is that you came to Osho at a time when it was still very early days. So it's we're talking about early 70s, between 70 and 74. It's before Pune One was established. So obviously, Osho in India was already very well known. He was traveling. He was known as Acharya. And, you know, he was already a big name, but not worldwide famous as it became later on. So you had a chance to spend a lot of time with him, to see him in close proximity and some intimate time. So what I'd like to know from you, if you can tell us, what did you see in Osho as a man that made you think this man is different? There is something different about Osho.
Well, the thing is, this, like you asked me this, how you met him. So when I remember even that meeting of the first day, when after 10 minutes I come out, the first day meeting and the whole day, it was a kind of like, I normally go to my business 10 o'clock and then evening finish. So that day after I went home in the meeting, I changed my clothes and I went to the business in the market. And I feel so uncomfortable that I want to go and see him again. There was a kind of a magnetic, my Hara center, you know, like Hara center, belly button, strange feeling, you know, which I never had before. And I was not interested to do business or meet people. I simply was feeling that he's pulling me, you know, and I just think about him whole day. And I could not control myself somehow whole day, but in the night when I went to home, and that day I never ate food, you know, only drinking juice or lassi. There was no feeling to eat and no need to interest in anything. So in the evening, I went home and lying in the bed and I could not sleep. Then I started reading books, this From Sex to Superconsciousness. And there was a story of this child, young boy in the tree. I started crying. Then I feel uncomfortable. Then I run out of the home in the street and I want to go and see him. That was first time I cannot control myself. So midnight, I reached to the woodland. It was maybe 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, because I thought maybe I am dying, you know, something happening in my heart center. So the bus was not available. So I run in the street and said, I should go, otherwise maybe I die or something. You know? So the guard stopped me and then I told him I want to see. He said, no, no, we don't allow you, don't live here. So you come tomorrow morning. And I was crying and this man who was cook for Osho, he saw me. He come from somewhere else. He stopped and I know him because I think that morning I had tea, cup of tea with he offered me. So he told me, what you are doing here? I said, I want to see Acharyaji. He said, I will go and I will inform him. So you sit down here. So he went, but he never come. After half an hour, I was sitting near in the lawn and then I become aware about myself that I am so foolish, so stupid. I come here in the midnight to disturb everybody. Then slowly, slowly, I went back home. And then no time for the dynamic in the morning. I went maybe 4 o'clock home. I didn't sleep. After dynamic, again, I come to Woodland. And I felt very uncomfortable because I thought maybe he will get angry because I come in the midnight. So I went to the Lakshmi told me, oh, brother, you come last night. I said, yes, I'm sorry. Go inside. So I went. I sat down. Again, the same thing. Then he told me, it's all right. Don't worry. And whatever is coming out, you should express yourself. If it is tears or laughing or crying or anything, it's perfectly good. And don't worry. And you continue. So I cannot describe what I see in him, but I was in love with him. Rest. I don't mind what he talk about. He criticize anybody, Mahavir or Krishna or Jesus or anybody. It does not matter for me. So just simply like, I want to be with him.
I understand. So it's a really like a strong pull towards the man that goes beyond physical appearances, whatever he's at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even today, as you talk about him, you get so emotional. Ah. And, you know, shows how deeply you're touched by Osho, which is beautiful. So, of course, again, you spend time with him and you could see him personally much more easily than what for many people later on. Did you ask him any personal question or is there anything that Osho told you specifically to you personally that you remember that made, you know, it helped you in your spiritual development in your life?
Well, I asked him many things because in the beginning, I used to write letters to him. I sit whole night. And one day I saw his writing, you know, in Hindi, handwritten letter and beautiful writing. So I tried to imitate him, you know. So at home, I was writing exactly like he writes in all the letters. And I wrote a beautiful one or two page. And the next morning I went to him and I had given this letter. And there was some poetry I also write about him, you know, your eyes are so and this and that. I cannot decide. But this two poetry was translated in English also. So then he tell me something about, then it was become like, I want to see him. So I have to make some excuse. So I write a letter after 2-3 days again. And I go in because I remember when I go him, he asked me, you want to ask something? I forget what I wanted to ask. Then it's better to write. So it was my habit every week, 2 times at least, or sometimes even 3 times. So now he got used to that I write something. So sometime I go and he asked me, you bring something? I said, yes. Then I take from my pocket and give him this letter he write. And he read very properly. It's a beautiful. Then this 2 poetry he told me to give to the magazine, you know, is Sannyas magazines and Rajneesh Darshan in Hindi and English. So some friend translated this 2 poems So he said, it's very beautiful. Give to magazine to Sinmaya. So that was how things started.
Okay, Swamiji. Thank you so much for sharing all these beautiful moments with Osho at that time, which was very, very special time, very intimate time. Mm. And coming closer to your more present day life, I know you live in London and you give session of tarot reading. And just recently we had an interview with Manisha, beautiful young sannyasin, who said that, you know, how did you come across Osho? And she said, and I was a little bit confused about what to do in life. And then I met this man with a long beard, Indian man, who basically told me to do dynamic meditation. You know, she came to you for tarot reading and she came out with an instruction to do dynamic meditation. And that's how then she came to know about Osho. She took sannyas and her life completely changed. And she's now very much involved with Osho therapy groups, because she's a psychologist, psychotherapist, etc., etc. So tell us a little bit about that. So how, through tarot reading, you basically share Osho and meditation?
Well, I can say that I was not interested in all these things. But before London, I used to live 18 years in Germany. And my wife, she's passed away. She was an astrologer and she was doing this tarot readings and groups, and she was making birth chart, and many sannyasi was coming to her, you know, and non-sannyasi. So she was very good in the astrology and tarot. So I was not much interested, but I was watching, you know, sometime she make a tarot group with the people's and individual readings. So I was to watch everything. But I was not much interested. But sometime it happened that she told me, oh, this new person comes, you should help him, you know. Then I assistant her sometime. I give behind, like 2 person come same time. So I go to next room and I give the session like she used to do. And then recently people are happy to hear whatever I say and whatever I introduce. And I cannot talk anything else which I don't know. I know this all dynamic meditation, Kundalini, Nad Brahma, and reading books or listening to those shows. So I introduce that if you are interested, you should try a few weeks, because somebody says, I went to the Prashmurti or I went to this or that. I said, does not matter. You can go anywhere. Or somebody said, I was a disciple of this guru. I said, does not matter, because this is the experiment. You should do it. And if you like, so I introduce, I used to keep these magazines, Osho World and Osho Times, in Hindi and English. So anybody come to me, I give a present sometime, or sometime I give a cassette gift with a session. So I have chosen the 10 cassettes, talks in English, like relationships, love and fear and death and any subject, you know. So I, when person ask me question about their personal problems, so it is, I understand that it's better, because half an hour talk or 1 hour talk. So I tell him, take this cassette and you can enjoy it. So I give as a gift also. And so it was automatic, you know. I have not prepared anything, or I have not done any kind of tarot sessions with anybody else. Simply I read many books about it, but I didn't like the explanation after all the tarot. I was doing my on my own. And it was very successful. So people come to me and I simply introduce everybody. I give this OshoWorld.com, or so this, you know, in something, one cassette or one CD, I give the gift. And that's how the things happens.
So we can say that in the past 20 years, hundreds of people who have taken sannyas, they must have been introduced to Osho by you, right?
No, me, I am excused, but I cannot do anything else, because I was not like a professor or engineers or doctor or somebody else. So I was no qualified, bona fide person. Even my English, I learned from Osho. When I come to him, I was not knowing little bit English, you know, how are you, where are you living, how much. So, well, this is his gift. Because living so many years, every day listening to Osho, and in fact also working in the ashram in Pune, so he has offered me a job to answer the letters, you know, Hindi letters, what comes to him by from India, all over India. So once he called me, I was traveling in India. I was in, we call it unknown journey. Yeah, this is very strange things, but maybe some other time we talk about it, because I have everything I written in my memoirs in 4 books. So, yes. So then he simply called me and told me, informed me that you answered all the letters what comes. So I was working this in ashram, writing, answering people's letters. So somehow he trusted me, you know, that I can imitate him very well. So I was an imitator of Osho for a few years in Bombay also. Then I dropped imitating, because once he gave me a very strong hit in Bombay, when he read this all my poetry, and I was written about some, what you call it, in the same tune as the film songs, you know. So on the same melody, I have written poem for Osho. So he read and he put it in this dustbin, you know. And then he told me, it's better not to imitate anybody. You should be your own original, because you can write more better poetry on others' melody, but it is useless, because people hear 200 times every day in the radio and same tune you write, even you are better, it is useless. So you should not imitate anybody. Then I stop imitating anything. You know, he said, your is original is yours. So don't try to put in your... So then I was agree with him that he's right. I don't have to imitate even Osho. But now I cannot do anything, because whatever I write, like now, so many questions I'm answering, be a light unto yourself. So there's almost more than 400 chapters I have written, and all the question answers. People tell me that this looks like Osho, but that's become my way of expressions. So you imbibe so much that you try to do something else, but it's going to turn out to be like, you know. So note that without effort, this is happening, you know. Deliberately, I don't want to imitate Osho.
Yes, and it's beautiful that, as you mentioned, you wrote your memoir of your life with Osho. I think it's a four-part book in Hindi available at the moment. So hopefully it will be translated into English so that many, many more friends can read and understand. And and also you wrote 4 books of poetry. So you're very prolific, very creative.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I love the idea that people come to you with all sorts of issues, you know, split up with boyfriend, can't pay the mortgage or whatever problems they have, or tarot reading, and the solution is one. Just do meditation, and it's emotional meditation. And that's really a gift, because many people then change their life radically. It's not just solving a small little problem, but it's taking their life into a completely new direction. So what you're doing is amazing, and I love it. The last part of the interview, I'd like to talk about Dehradun commune, where you are now at the moment. We are recording this interview and you are in India, in Dehradun, which is one of the most beautiful, less known Osho communes. I've been there a few times, and it's probably my favorite, or one of my favorites for sure. It's a real Buddha feel. There is amazing, very powerful energy, and it's clean, it's nice, the food is super amazing, because obviously Muktima is there, and Mukti has been the cook of Osho for many, 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 many years. So yeah, tell us a little bit. Let's talk about that, and let's give energy to this place, which is not so well known, unfortunately, but it's a jewel.
Mm-hmm. Well, fortunately, space is most beautiful and quiet. And I think most people like a bit noisy atmosphere. There's a lot of people running. And so if people want to really meditate and be silent and not forced to do this or that, they can sit in their room. They come evening, white robes, brotherhood, morning dynamic, or any meditation allowed. And food is very simple. So it's very attractive with a particular type of people. Because I remember some people comes who want a lot of noise, a lot of activities, because the Divya and Mukti lived with him, and they have lived different type of life, a very well disciplined life, particularly in time. So it is you cannot demand that everybody should come and be happy here. No, people go mad also. They cannot bear so much silence, you know. And I love silence. I like even more silence than this. Because I live in London, you know, London is very big park and in your, even your, in the city, but you are very quiet in Germany also. So I'm used. So for me, it's all right. And I think it's developing and it will take time that more and more people will come here.
Yes, it's true. I mean, perhaps the quality number one of Dehradun commune is the silence. And yeah. For example, one of the things I've learned to do whilst I was there is to eat in silence, because normally there are not many people apart from where there are groups or, you know, group leaders go and conduct events. But on a day-to-day life, there are not many guests, perhaps, you know, maximum 10, sometimes very few. And then you can eat, and especially when Mukti and Narendra, who passed away, was there, we used to sit at the table and just eat or drink a tea, and that was a meditation per se. It was so quiet, so silent, and the energy so tangible and strong. So I remember that. It was very, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that for me was a discovery and amazing, and is the only place where I could experience that, is to do dynamic meditation in the morning first thing, and then followed by Nada Brahma meditation. I think Mukti and Narendra, they introduced this combination of dynamic followed by Nada Brahma early in the morning, which was incredibly effective. Do dynamic, and then after maybe 15 minutes break with a nice tea, chai, and then you do Nada Brahma, and then back breakfast. So you start the days with a, you know, 2.5 hour meditative space. Super, super, super amazing. Okay, Swamiji, so we are nearly there at the end. Is there anything else you would like to add? Anything that you want to share about you and Osho, yourself, or anything you want to say to sannyasin friends?
Well, what can I say about, because each individual is free to choose for himself. And of course, Osho never pushed anybody, because everything he describes so minutely that once you read, listen, and do the meditation, you don't have any question. And you are free to choose if you want to sit silently, or if still you feel that uncomfortable to sit silently, then clear yourself, you know, with the dynamic meditation and others. So people don't need any guidance. If you do his meditation technique, you don't need any mediocre to push you. You understand the technique, and then it's enough. Even the dynamic, because I don't need any music for dynamic, because when we stood in the beginning, there was no music. So the dynamic can go 2 or 3 hours, you know. Because when personal, I asked him, or other people asked him about dynamic meditation, so there was a totally different than what we do as a format. And this is the format, is 1 hour, you do 10 minute breathing, you do 10 minute this. But originally, if somebody want to break through, you know, if they want to really intensely do, then this recorded program is not enough. You know, then I can do the breathing half an hour, 40 minutes, just breathing until the emotion comes up itself. Not that you immediately music change and you started pretending. So then you are doing kind of futile exercise. So my dynamic, when I was doing alone, it takes 2-3 hours almost. And after, when you lie down, you are gone for another 1 hour or 2 hours, because the body is so tired that you fall into sleep. You try to keep awake. So that is a different part which was individually he was suggesting people. But people don't have this much time in the morning. So once a week, if person want to do on Sunday, then they forget the music, forget everything, and simply jump into the totally, and it will take few hours. Then really something happened then, because you put not 99% yourself, you put 100%. And when 100% water is boiling, then it evaporates. So until you adjust yourself completely, any technique, dynamic or anything, but if person do lukewarm, then things they can do whole life, years and years. And they said, oh, I'm doing 6 months, but nothing happened. I said, maybe you are not doing properly. Because when I done first day, I went mad.
Yeah, this is such a good point. It's so true. And Osh has been telling this forever. Yeah. You know, he always says that you have to be intense, totality, yeah, intensity. And it's true.
I mean,
you can do, you exactly know, if you are very intense, one time can be enough.
Enough. So that is the secret of that is the I found the secret in Osho, that if you want to do it 100%, if you do lukewarm, you can pretend and you can waste your life and time, and then you say, hey, nothing happened. No, somebody cannot do for you. These things you have to do yourself. If you are dirty of traveling journey, you have to take a good shower or you jump into the river. And a good shampoo. Thank you very much.
Well, I have three final questions. The last three questions that I ask all the guests on the show. So the first is, what's your morning routine? How does your morning look like in the first couple of hours of your day?
Well, at least in Dehradun, when I wake up in the morning, I get beautiful tea from Divya and a couple of biscuits. And then the people are going dynamic. I don't go dynamic anymore. But I go a couple of times, I walk silently. And then, get ready. And this is my tablet. People ask a lot of questions. Still, I have more than 50 questions. So when I have mood, feelings, you know, then I answer. Otherwise, sometimes 2-3 days, I don't write anything. Sometimes I wake up in the midnight. Suddenly, because these questions, I remember then I, midnight, I write something, one or two pages, and then I share on the Facebook. So through Facebook, I come in contact with a lot of people, sannyasins, non-sannyasins, and really, people are really waiting for many times. They said, Swami, you didn't made a new post, we are waiting. So I said, yeah, I will do it. Except this, eating and sleeping and the white robe and the enjoying here, and I don't do anything else.
Okay, fair enough. The second question is, what's your favorite meditation and why?
Well, after so many years doing this dynamic and Nad Brahma and everything, I was addicted to the spontaneously. Because in the beginning, people do the Vipassana, so I cannot do Vipassana. But one day it happens that after dynamic, my dynamic, which is a 2-3 hours dynamic, this kind of dynamic I did, and then took shower and had a breakfast, and I sit for 10-15 minutes. So I sat that day, and when I wake up, I was so blissful. Then I watched the clock, and 3.5 hours disappear. I could not believe. I thought maybe the battery is wrong, something clock battery, I have to change it. Then I opened the other, and I said, really? So I felt like I was sitting only for 15 minutes after this dynamic, and it was exactly 3.5 hours disappears. So I never felt that. So I was addicted to the Vipassana afterwards. I thought I was foolish. I was doing dynamic and this and that. I should do the Vipassana because that is the real things to go beyond time. So then I was addicted to the Vipassana, you know. But the Vipassana happens its own if you have done the proper dynamic. You don't have to force. Simply you enjoy being yourself. And that moment, it happens. You know, you never imagine. And you cannot describe what happens. You cannot describe what Osho says, beyond mind and time. And that is his real presence. And you felt that this I is a false entity. What you call, I am doing this, me, this. Word is different and experience is completely different. Because in this 3.5 hours, there was no I, only isness, emness, you call it. You know, you are not a person, you are not limited to the body. There's no body, nothing except the kind of blue, all blue and sparkling millions of stars. And you are not there as a person. You are simply isness. So this cannot describe in the word, but and because I was so greedy, I was trying to do again and again this Vipassana. Because of that experience, I was addicted to the Vipassana. Then it lasts some, then I drop everything. I mean, I didn't drop. Now I don't mind what I do, I don't do.
So I think that's one of the biggest gifts of Osho to humanity, to introduce active meditation, dynamic meditation, this idea of being total and intense. Yeah. And then meditation can happen spontaneously rather than for us trying to do passive techniques and Vipassana starting at the beginning for modern man can be very misleading or even dangerous. So that's a great reminder. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing your experience. So the last question is, you leave the Osho experiment. What does it mean for you to be with Osho today?
Well, there is no other way to be than be with Osho. Because the thing is that there was the person who comes to him, that was a different type of person who want to go to the Hollywood, Bollywood and become film actors and writers or songwriters. And so that was what I was doing before I met Osho in Bombay. I used to go film studio and I'm trying to be beautiful. But I didn't got any opportunity. In London, sometime I got little bit modeling and little in the TV show, some kind of little role. So I fulfilled my that desire also to be an actor or writer also. It was a desire from childhood. So now I'm not serious about it. Now it's spontaneous happening. And being with Osho or being with yourself is the same. Be yourself, then you are with the... And Osho is not a person to me. It is a blissful way of expression. Yeah, so we call it Osho.
Thank you so much. It's been really enjoyable, really amazing. I really loved connecting with you. You're so
all the best.
Such a fresh, childlike energy. It's beautiful. So thank you so much.
Thank you, all the gift from the Osho.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it and leave a review. Visit loveosho.com for more episodes, blogs, or to connect with us.